Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. And if you haven't checked us out, you better tell your friends about us and you better tell everybody that we have some pretty good shows here and we have a lot of fun doing them. Wow. Before we get going, you've heard the disclaimer, and we have to do that before every show. Because if we don't, well, the bosses get upset about it. Well, anyhow, guys, I'm glad to be back. I really am. Last week we had a concert, and I think I posted the notice on our Facebook page. And we're in the concert season, and right now I think I've got four more concerts to do, maybe five. And so those will always be posted, and we will have an encore edition of Money and Change, better known as a rerun. But like Rush Limbaugh used to say, it's an encore edition. So be warned. But anyhow, check us out often on our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prep, because we will have a lot of information posted there. And by the way, some of the stuff that we're going over tonight will be posted down in the comments. So all you have to do is check out the header for the show, and then go down to the comments, click on that, and we'll have all that information there. And so we will be going over that. Well, anyhow, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And if you take a look at what we have on the Trim Radio Network, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of good shows. You have to check them out. And here they are. You can see the trimradio.com page. And we've got Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and that's on Spotify. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, and that's YouTube and Spotify. We've got Life Walk with Christ God, and that happens to be with Michael Bejas, and he's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. And of course, we have Money and Change every Sunday night, 7 p.m., and we're on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We also have All Sides College Football Top 25. You want to check that out with Michael Bejas and friends. We also have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday. We are live at 8 p.m., so you want to check out the show. We can basically talk about anything we want. We have a little bit of comedy on there. We talk about what's been going on in not only my life, but other people's lives. Well, kind of, sort of. It's called news. And we also do the Positude podcast. We also have the Rascala's Red Pill reality show. And like I always tell Rascala, hey, you're doing a three-hour show. You know, you tell me to use the red pill or take the blue pill. I went the green pill. And I think he likes to give me kidney tracers, I think. I never get the green pill. Rascala's a good guy. He's a good buddy. And I kind of kid with him a lot, but he has a very good show with a lot of good guests. I've even been a guest on there one or two times. I have fun doing that. Also, we have Victoria Smith with the Natural Marketer podcast. So if your business or your club, your school for that matter, you want advice on marketing, you have to check out with Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer podcast. And that's right here on the Trim Radio Network. And that's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. Wow. If you want to do your own show, let us know. Hey, that rhymes, doesn't it? Click on the blue dot up here. If you click on that, it'll say, hi there, thanks for visiting the Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? And all you have to do is put down your name, your phone number, and remember the area code. Also, put down your message. And you could say, hey, I want to do my own show. How do I do it? When can I do it? Can I have advertisers? Put all that information down there, plus your email address, and then hit send the message. And I'll tell you what, somebody will be back with you very quickly, and they will also have another live message for you later on. Okay, so you can check that out. But supporting the show, you can contribute, you can donate, you can buy airtime, you can do your own commercials if you want, and we'll gladly put those on. But if you go ahead and shop now, hopefully, there it is. You can buy the merchandise or buy the merch, as Michael Bayhouse likes to call it, if I don't get tongue-tied. Sorry, Michael. Anyhow, the Red Pill Reality Show. New blend hooded sweatshirt. It's out there. We've got 30-second spot on-air advertising. We've got 60-second advertising. We'll arrange whatever advertising you want and how often you want it. We have the Red Pill Reality Show 11-ounce mug. We have We Cut the Bull and Serve the Truth Trim Radio Network mug. It's a morphing mug. I wonder what colors it morphs into. You know, I like to have a mug for money and change that maybe morphs into a $1,000 bill, but I don't know whose face I'd want on it. Maybe we can put the bull on that. That might work. Also, we have the Life Walk with Christ God ceramic ornament. We have mouse pads. Everybody's got to have a mouse pad. Do you have one? We've got the money and change ceramic mug, and we have the Trim Radio Network wall clock. There are a lot of other products, okay? All you have to do to support the show is buy the merch, because that helps pay for airtime. It really does. We don't get paid for doing the shows. I mean, that's obvious. But we like to have fun, and we like to help people out. And the only way we can do that is through Spotify or YouTube or Rumble. And if we can help one person, hey, I've done my job. If I can help 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40, I don't care. As long as I help people, that's the way it goes, okay? I don't get paid a cent for this. I don't think any of us get paid. We just do it to help people out. So check us out on the Trim Radio Network and buy the merchandise and support the shows, okay? Now, if you want, you can also listen now by clicking on the listen now. You've got live stream, you've got past episodes. You can partner with us, host a show, advertise with Trim. You can support the station by donating, shop the merchandise. You've got a list of shows that we have, and hopefully we can add to that list. And you can have your own show on there too. Just contact us and we'll work with you on that. You know, this show goes out on the internet. It goes everywhere. And that's one of the reasons why we have the Trim Radio Network. And believe it or not, I've got listeners in Myanmar. It used to be called Burma. Well, yeah, I have listeners in Myanmar. I have listeners in South Africa. I have listeners in India. Last night, I forgot to mention that I had listeners in India. And I do. And I appreciate all my listeners. Also, I've got listeners in Europe. I've got listeners in North America. And anybody that speaks English in South America, I'm there too. But I haven't gotten any feedback from Iceland. So if you're in Iceland and you want to contact the show, let me know that you're there. You want to be a part of our group. That's fine. And we'll gladly do that. Actually, Icelanders speak better English than us Americans do, believe it or not. Oh, hey, here's our Facebook page. You take a look at the Facebook page, and what do you see? Ooh, there's our moniker for tonight. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of different things I put there. But one of the biggest things is, you know, people say, well, gee, what did you talk about on the show? All you have to do is click on the comment section, and guess what? Things show up, like the U.S. National Debt Clock. People ask me about that. 3 ways your kids can start saving for retirement now. Business and finance news video. I've got that. I've got how to save money quickly. Six tips. And then we've got other little goodies. Also, America's largest grid operator warns of summer power outages or shortages. We'll get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about Doge and what they've done. And U.S. trade disputes. And that's among a whole bunch of other things. So you want to check that out. But I'll tell you what, this week, I watched a video from one of my YouTuber buddies, and that's the Patriot Nurse, which is Rachel. And I think we've corresponded once or twice, but she has very good videos, and you have to check this one out. It's about nurses and the next nurse. Can you trust them? They may not be human. Yeah, a robot nurse. I've had some nurses like that sometimes. I think they're no robots, but they're not. They're really nice people. I don't think I've ever had a bad nurse. Well, no, I've never had a bad nurse. And some of my friends are nurses. So I got to pat them on the back. Long, hard hours. They do a fantastic job. And they keep the doctors employed, because if it wasn't for the nurses, the doctors wouldn't have any business. Trust me. The nurses are pretty smart people. They really are very conscientious, too. Check her out, the Patriot Nurse. Also, there's the moniker, or actually the flyer from our last concert that we had. And that's the Tippecanoe Community Band, better known as the Tip City Band. And we have a lot of fun. We have over 70 musicians in the band. Some were professionals, some semi-pro, and some of them college trained, military trained. I mean, we've got a good group. We really do. And sometimes our drummer likes to go play gigs out in Las Vegas, and he's retired. He's excellent. He's fantastic. So you might see our flyers appear, and when I do that, we'll have an encore edition like we had last week. And also, I have something here. Cash is king. Cash is our preferred method of payment. With cash, we retain 100% of its value. The card processing company gets 0%. The bank gets 0%. That's nice. So you want to support your local independent business by paying cash and keep cash alive. I talked to a guy this week about doing a tree trimming job for me. And I've known him for quite a while. And I said, how much would you do for cash to trim the tree? And he gave me a really reasonable quote. And I said, okay, consider it done. And when I say consider it done, I mean consider it done. And so he'll be here this week working on a tree. And I've got two others that I need to work on. But the ground is too soft right now with all this rain and more rain coming. I don't know about you, but we've had a lot of rain here in Western Ohio. And I don't think we need any more for a while. We need to dry out a little bit. But anyhow, Cash talks, and he agreed to do the work, and he'll be starting it next week, and I don't have to book weeks in advance. So hats off to Larry. Anyhow, we also have to talk about another thing, the University of Findlay. Oh, there it is. It's graduation week at University of Findlay. People are graduating. Friend of mine's daughter graduated from up there. She's going to be going into pre-veterinary. Well, she did have pre-veterinary studies. She's going into veterinary medicine in some college or university in Maryland and Virginia. It's a combined deal. But she got a very good education at the University of Findlay. You have to check them out. www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio. Your Oiler journey begins here. And I'll tell you what, I watched part of the graduation ceremony on YouTube, and it was great. It reminds me of when I was there. It's the same type of tradition. They march you in under the arch when you're going to the school there, and when you graduate, they march you out of the arch or under the arch outside. But anyhow, the University of Findlay is Ohio's 10th most affordable college, according to Money Magazine, 19th consecutive years as best colleges, U.S. News and World Report. best colleges in America in 2024. And oh, what do they have? 85 majors in undergraduate studies. They've got graduate school, has 11 master's and 5 doctoral degrees. They have online and graduate classes. There they are, arts, humanities, social sciences, education, pharmacy, business, health professions, sciences, and a bunch more. So check them out. They're located in Findlay, Ohio, in an all-American city. They have 3 campuses, the Hazardous Materials Campus. I can't talk fast and say that. Also, they have the Equestrian Campus with pre-veterinary sciences, and then they also have the main campus, and they have nursing there, and they have a physical therapy and a whole bunch of other classes. It's a very good school, trust me. Not only did I go there, I went to so many different schools. I could shake a stick at them. I mean, I think it took me 6 different colleges and universities to get the education that I wanted. Yeah. And the University of Findlay started it out. I mean, I graduated from University of Findlay, went on to Xavier University and a bunch of others. Not that I'm an educational snob. I'm not. I was in business. Well, anyhow, check out the University of Findlay and their sports program, NCAA Division II Sports. Wow. These guys have had a fantastic year. They will probably have another fantastic year next year. If I can get them up here, here you go. You've got baseball, basketball, cross country, football, golf, soccer, swimming, tennis, track and field, wrestling, basketball for women, cross country, golf, you name it. They've got lacrosse and volleyball. It's a good sports school and they have good facilities there. They really do. Some of the things that I found out about the University of Findlay, if I can click on this and it works, there it is. It just started. Wow. There we go. Track and field against Grand Valley State University up in Michigan. And also they have their baseball, they have tennis and so forth. The baseball was eliminated from tourney. Men's golf, 12th after day one in NCAA Division II Midwest Central Regional. Yeah. 5th place finish at the NCAA Super Regional. Very good golf team. Oilers climbed 12 spots on day 2 of Super Regional, tied for 3rd. Softball season comes to an end. They lose in the regional semifinals. So, you know, they have a good sports program there. Good facilities, great coaches. But I'll tell you what, the heart of the whole school is right here. Right there. The University of Findlay. It's about the education that you get there. You can't go wrong going to the University of Findlay. It's reasonable. They have a lot of scholarships. Excellent professors, and Dr. Kathy Fell is the president. She's done an excellent job. So you want to check that out. Check them out in sports, too. Wow. How about Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks? You know, I always talk about his blanks. And I talk about his pens. The blanks are the center sections of the pens. Those pens are done in carbon fiber. And they're excellent. He has a lot of people that actually follow his work, and everything comes out of the shop and everything is perfect when it comes out. You tell him the design you want, the style of pen that you want, and he will come up with it. And he will collaborate with you on the design that you absolutely want. Very easy to do. And all you have to do is just talk to him. That's Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And here you can see some of the work that he's done. And there's more. I mean, he just turned out a pen that I saw the other day, which was fantastic. Now, this one, how do you like that one? That's from Tim's Turnings, but there's the pen. It looks like a rifle action. See the cocking bolt there and everything? Phil does an excellent job. Check him out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. You'll be glad you did. Wow. I don't want to really get into communicating right now. We've got other guys we've got to talk about. Son of a gun. We do. We'll get into communications in a minute. We've also got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Kristen. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin. It's the muddy season. Yeah, they go from snow to mud and then finally planting. Good guys. I've known them for years. Watch the shows, please. Deep South Homestead, Danny and Wanda King. It's actually Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove because they're working to develop a new place. And I'll tell you what, you learn a little bit about planting. You learn a little bit about farming. You learn a little bit about life. Gee, a lot of stuff. He even talks economics, too. Danny King has such a varied background. I mean, he's been in construction. He's been in farming. He's done a lot. So you want to check him out. Danny and Wanda King at the Deep South Homestead. Also, Southern Purple One with Dave Kobler. He's back to having boots on the ground sessions, and so I will be posting those. And he talks about the economy and things that are going on. People contact him, and he puts it on his show. So he usually does one or two presentations a week. Also, we have Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and you have to listen to her. She talks a little bit about herbs and alternative medicine, as well as regular medicine. And she's no dummy. She's excellent. Also, we've got Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. And I'll be putting some of her videos up on our Facebook page. Check her out. She's a self-made millionaireess. And she's down to earth. She really is. Then we have the LDS Prepper with David Gilmore, and you heard me always talk about the GMRS radios. This is an Ocean WOUXUN935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. You hear me talk about this all the time. I've got different radios, but I really love this one. Matter of fact, I have two of these. I have a couple of BTECs, which aren't bad, and I've got a Redivis, which isn't bad either. I mean, they're all good with the right antenna. And all of them have the Nagoya antennas on them. I make sure that I do that. But with this handheld radio, $35 gets you a license from the FCC for 10 years. Everybody in the family can use that license. That's a neat deal. I can talk 35 miles with this radio. I can hit a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away, and I can talk to somebody 90 miles away, maybe more if there's the right conditions, okay? It depends on your location. If you're in a big city, these may only go maybe a couple of blocks, or maybe farther if the antenna is on top of your building or your condo or apartments on the top of the building. It just depends on where you are with these things, but where I'm at, hey, I've got trees around me and everything else, but I still get 35 miles on this thing. It's a 5-watt unit. The biggest one I've got is a 50-watt unit, and I'm just getting started to getting that programmed. They're easy to do. I just have to have time to do it. Anyhow, check it out. GMRS radios. And David Gilmore got me involved in that. So check out LDS Prepper. He's got over 700 videos out there. Also, check out the Max. I post his video from time to time, Colby, and he has some really good stuff. You know, people always ask me, what do you tell people about your show and so forth? And I'll say, you know, we're a little bit about prepping. We're a little bit about saving money. We're a little bit about what's going on in the currency market, a lot of different things. And I always tell people my main mantra: pay down your debt. Get out of debt as soon as possible. Put some money aside. I don't care if it's $5 a week, $50 a week, $100 a week, however you want to do it. Put some money aside. You want to do that and put it in a savings account that draws interest. Buy some long-term food. Canned food is good. Freeze-dried food is good. MREs, well, they're expensive, but they're good. Make sure you have the clothing for the season that you're going to need. Make sure you have blue tarps for your roof. You know, you get a roof leak. and bad things happen to good people, you better have a blue tarp to put on your roof. Comes in handy. Also, make sure you can purify and store water at least 3 gallons per person per day. A lot of times people say, no, it's only 1 gallon. No, it's three. Make sure you have batteries to run everything. You have to have batteries. If you don't have batteries, you have problems with your radios and stuff. You have to be able to charge things. Make sure your cell phone's always charged. If you don't have a cell phone, I would suggest getting one. Other things going on? Oh, wow. Medications. Do you need different types of medications? Do you have a JACE kit? J-A-C-E? It's expensive. I don't have one. I mean, I've got other medications. But I have medications I have to personally take, so I have to always make sure that those are up to date, make sure I have my vitamins. Got to have vitamins. Make sure you have your ivermectin or fenbendazole. They come in handy. Do you have Z-Packs, zithromycin? You can get that different places. So be prepared. That's the name of the game. Do you have a to-go bag? If you're out traveling, for example, if I go on a long drive, and let's say I'm going to go to Michigan, I'll have a to-go bag in that car with me. It may have a spare radio. It might have a GMRS radio in it, portable. It might have all my medications, vitamins, maybe a spare bottle of water, things like that. Change of clothes. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. You have to think things through. Maps, automobile maps, GPS, a lot of things to consider. And that's what this show's about. And if I can help you plan, so you don't fail at planning, that's a good thing. Wow, what's going on with the show here? We've got to get going here, guys, because I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and this is one of them. You know, we talked about communication. Listen to this.
Imagine no cell service, no internet. What do you do? How will you communicate with your family to get back home or figure out what's next? GMRS. There are other options. This is mine, and let's go over why. With GMRS radios, you can communicate with just the two radios. That's all you need in town for nearby communication within a few miles. Now, what's interesting about GMRS is you can, if you plan correctly, utilize a repeater near you. This will allow you to expand your range significantly. I've interviewed many companies and have settled on the brand Ocean. That's the word. Ocean is how it's pronounced, and particularly the team in South Carolina. They put together packages that'll give you exactly what you need, and they're available here in the U.S. to answer questions. Customer support is as good as it gets. Imagine no cell service.
Imagine no cell service. That could happen when the power goes out. Think about it. The power goes out, you have problems. And we're going to talk about power going out, the possibility of it. But first, hey, you know, Trump gets into trade wars. And a lot of company or countries have taken advantage of the United States. We can't sell our products in China, but they can sell ours, theirs here. And we have problems with that. And you've heard about the 145% tariff that he's placing on Chinese goods. That basically hurts their economy because we're one of the principal buyers of Chinese goods. Some Chinese goods are okay. Some are fantastic. And some are just junk, according to some people. But we get into trade wars, and we have trade wars going on all over the world, and we can't sell our stuff to Europe and to, in some instances, and we have high prices on their stuff coming here. And that hurts our business and it hurts their business. So what he's trying to do is to level the playing field. And I think he's going to be successful at it because the Chinese are already talking because their economy is in bad shape. People haven't been paid. People get nervous when they don't have money coming in. I don't think they have welfare in China. So money's essential. So you want to make sure that you keep an eye on what's going on in the world of trade disputes. Well, anyhow, in Zero Hedge, there was a brief visual history of U.S. trade disputes. And charting the U.S. trade relationships, you can see the large trading partners here. And if you click on that, oh, there's the whole chart. I'm going to have to bring that up there. There we go. You can see that we have 16.9% with China, Mexico 16.2%. China is 7.0%. Netherlands is 4.3%, and so forth. You can see that there. And then imposing tariffs on key trading partners can slow GDP growth. You raise the rates, and it hurts the business. Okay, so they don't want to do that. That's U.S. Census Bureau data from 2024. Trade deficits. You can see we have a big trade deficit of $295.4 billion with China, $171.8 billion with Mexico, Vietnam, $123.5 billion. Then there's Ireland, or as some people call it, Ireland. I don't know why, but they call it that. Germany, 84.8 billion. Then you have Taiwan, which is semiconductors, computers, things like that. Then we have Japan, South Korea, Canada, and India. India's like $45.7 billion in deficits there. And then it goes on down the different countries. And you notice less than $0.4 billion with Saudi Arabia. I'll tell you what. Living in Saudi Arabia would be kind of expensive, I believe. And then there's Singapore. So you can take a look at that. In the brief history, it's all there. We've put everything there on our Facebook page, so you can check that out. You know, lumber, the chicken war, Japanese automobile tariffs, all kinds of things, a lot of data there. And so you can check it out. But we have to get out of this trade war business because it hurts us, the consumer. And that's what he's trying to eliminate and make it a level playing field. So if everybody charges everybody 10% each way, that's fine. Chinese charge us, China charge us 10%. We charge the Chinese 10%. It's zero. Okay. It negates each other. Something to take a look at. Hey, the U.S. debt clock. You know, I talk about this every show, and all you have to do is go to usdebtclock.org to see where we are. And supposedly it's real time. So right now we're $36,837,644,000,000 and almost nine. There it goes, and 900,000 flying. So the debt per citizen is $107.60. No, it's $107,609. That's a big difference. $323,050 per taxpayers. I don't know about you, but I don't have $107,609 laying around. Do you? I'd rather have it gathering interest somewhere or investing it in something that's a good investment. If not, I would put it in gold and silver. But I don't have that stuff laying around, and neither do you. But you can take a look at everything. The Doge clock, how much they're saving so far right now. $419,903 and... there we go, 904. million dollars and climbing. So that's $3,738 per taxpayer. You can check out the tax revenue coming in. You know, we're spending more in taxes than we're actually taking in, which means we're in debt. Why can't the government learn to live on a budget? I mean, if we did what the government did, we'd all be in jail. They'd have to reinstitute debtor's prison. Well, it kind of is, because you're paying interest. That's why I say pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Start with $5. Go to $10, whatever. But get rid of your debt. Do not go into debt. Debt kills you. Okay, but you want your stats right there they are. Okay? So check them out, usdebtclock.org. Also, oh, gee, U.S. inflation. Well, we were going to talk about something here, and I was going to play that for you. I just erased it. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll just go on to the next thing, U.S. inflation. Yeah, we have inflation. It's going to get worse. There's a lot of different things. This AI overview, I looked at that and I thought, okay, it might be correct and it may not. It's saying for artificial intelligence, the U.S. inflation rate in April 2025 is expected to be 2.5%, down from 2.8%. 0.3% is okay, but I'd like to see it down a lot more than that. And this would mark the second consecutive month slowing inflation and the lowest level since October of 2024. Core inflation, which includes food and energy, is forecast to have risen 0.3% or 2.8% year over year. Well, guess what? You're now in a situation, if you start planting a garden, and I hope you are, I know I'm getting ready to do that myself, so I can have tomatoes and cucumbers and cilantro. You know what happens when you mix tomatoes, cucumbers, cilantro, onions? You get a really good salsa. Or you can use a little bit of garlic to add to that. Oh, I make some really good salsa, and I can't wait to get my garden growing. But I'll tell you what, too much rain. Too much rain. And so, you know, I've delayed and delayed. Maybe next week or the week after, I will actually be planting a garden. You can save money that way. I mean, tomatoes are expensive. Cucumbers can be expensive. So why not start your own garden? And if you take a look at Danny and Wanda King and their hoop greenhouses, check that out. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, he's got a small greenhouse and he's selling tomatoes and no heat jalapeno peppers, which, Phil, if you're listening, I'm going to have to come over and get some. But we've got inflation. How do you stop from putting up with inflation? Watch how you spend your money. And that's why we have money and change. Wow. Freight fraud. Oh, this is interesting. It almost happened close to home. This was in Zero Hedge, and it was submitted by American Truckers United, and it's Gord McGill. He must be Canadian with a name like Gord McGill. He said, on Tuesday, May 6th, another in a pattern of horrific crashes involving 18-wheelers in America took place. This time, the small town of Thomasville, Alabama, about 100 miles north of Mobile. In a video that went viral earlier this week, we saw a tractor trailer driven full speed into stop traffic at an intersection, as almost it was done on purpose. Well, they don't know, but it looks like it. Cars appeared to be vaporized in the crash or flung aside as if toys. More than likely, they would be flung aside as in toys, and two innocent motorists were killed instantly, and four others were sent to the hospital. And let's see if we have the video. Here it is. Boom. Drive defensively, people. And there's an ad for that there, and they're talking about different things. But the one thing that I saw was a driver of the semi, Andriy Dmytrenko, or Dmytrenko, 70 or 45, was arrested and charged with two counts of vehicular manslaughter. What's noted about Mr. Dmytrenko is that he is in the United States from Ukraine on a worker's visa. Yeah. And he was transporting some stuff. Now, a friend of mine had a classic car being transferred to Florida from where I live. I've known this guy long time, and he likes these old cars. Well, he sold one, and he was being transferred down to Florida, and the driver showed up at 9 o'clock at night, and it was something like $1,500 cash to take it down to Florida. And the driver didn't speak any English. He was Ukrainian. Spoke no English, driving the U.S. highways, and he used a translator app in his phone. And so he would speak into the phone. It would come out in English, and my friend could look at it, see what he's saying, and then he would go ahead and say something into the phone in English, and it would translate it back into Ukrainian. Well, you can imagine that. So we have a lot of foreigners coming in. They want to have employment. That's fine, but they don't speak the language. How can you drive in the States without speaking the language, or at least being able to read it? So heads up on all that. Wow, Doge. Hey, they announced deactivation. Dig this, 500,000 federal credit cards. I wonder what everybody was using those cards for. You know, if when I was working for the state of Ohio, we had a state credit card that we used. And we had to use it for food, lodging, and gasoline and maintenance of the vehicle. But if you got caught doing something other than that, you were in hot water and you just didn't blow through those cards. If you misused the cards, you lost the cards. And I know of an instance of somebody that was supposed to do that. They were in charge of fleet services, and not only did they go ahead and fill their car up, or the fleet cars, they also filled up their own, and they got caught at it because they looked at the bills, and the bills were getting to be excessive. And we had to turn in receipts on everything. Well, now Doge is finding out 500,000 federal credit cards were out there. Who knows? Some people might have been employed and left, but the credit card was still good. Nobody canceled it. Well, they canceled 500,000 of them. And they're showing an example, Wells Fargo, Lowe's, Citibank, IHG, whatever that is, Marriott, American Express, all kinds of Macy's. Holy cow. But they found 500,000. They were canceling those things. Now, what a good business would do, they would issue the card, make sure that the receipts all matched, and then everything was according to the rules and regs. And if they weren't, then somebody's going to get punished and they may have to pay the money back. Well, at least Doge was doing that. So they're saving us some money. What's up next? America's largest grid operator warns of summer power outages. Oh, yes. Are you ready for a summer power outage? Do you have extra batteries? Do you have a generator? Do you have a solar generator with solar panels? Is your electric power system good, or do they have a lot of problems? I'm lucky where I'm at because our power is underground. We don't have anything overhead. And we're with American Municipal Power, AMP. And they have their own generation facilities, whether it's wind, coal, hydro, or solar. Or they also generate with natural gas. And luckily, where I'm at, we haven't had any outages. Where people to the south of me, 35 miles away in Dayton, Ohio, they have a bunch every time it storms. We don't have that here. Our equipment is a lot newer. Our service is a lot better. But yet we have to buy power also from someplace called JPM, like a lot of places do in Ohio and other parts of the Eastern Seaboard. Well, anyhow, the America's largest grid operator warns of summer power outages. And when America's largest power operator warns of growing risks of summer power shortages, people pay attention, especially now after witnessing Spain's brief with net zero collapse when its failing green energy grid triggered the worst blackout in a generation. I mean, everything came to a halt there. Spain and Portugal, everything just quit. Well, JPM Interconnection, which is one of the biggest power grid operations in the U.S., issued a warning Friday that extreme heat this summer could collide with record electricity demands, potentially triggering disruptions. And they said this season also marks the first time in JPM's annual assessment, however, that available generation capacity may fall short of required reserves in an extreme planning scenario that would result in an all-time PJM peak load of more than 160,000 megawatts. That's a lot of power. And a lot of it comes out of Niagara Falls. They have a lot of generators there, as well as other sources, but JPM is a very big connection system. Matter of fact, you can see it right here, the PJM service territory. Parts of Indiana, all of Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, West Virginia, parts of Tennessee, all of Virginia. I mean, it's a big territory. And it's a good thing we are on American Municipal Power instead of AEP, because they have a lot of problems from time to time. But you can take a look at everything. And Mid-Atlantic power prices have finally come up to AI data, artificial intelligence. There's a lot of stuff there. So, you know, you have to prepare. Do you have cool clothes to wear during a hot summer? Do you have fans? Okay. Do you have a way to insulate the house so if it gets real hot outside, you stay cool inside? Hopefully you live by a lake and you can get out in the lake and just enjoy yourself there. But beware of that. And you're saying, well, are you worried? Well, I'm worried, except for one thing. I've got a solar generator, and I've also got a gasoline propane generator. I just have to get a connection system to the house so I could run everything. I have other batteries and stuff for my radios and laptops and all that kind of stuff. But be prepared, okay? This summer could get rough. Well, here's something about power we need to play. Listen to this one.
Day 7 without power. We got hit hard by a nice storm last week. It blocked roads, took out power to 99% of homes in our area, and it gave our property a beating. People were scrambling to find generators, paying outrageous prices for old ones, and even stealing each other's in the middle of the night. We don't expect power for at least another week, even up to a month. And to make it worse, flooding has begun, roads are getting washed out, and locals already without power are battling the flood. Even though we didn't see the storm coming, we were prepared. We always have extra gas and propane. Our backup battery unit allows us to go days or weeks without needing a generator. And when we are out, we can quickly charge up. A lot has happened in our area, but it really makes us think. What happens when shit really hits the fan? People are already unprepared and acting the way they do in this situation, which is short term. Oh, I want to know what you guys do to stay prepared for long-term power outages or problems. Put them in the comments below and they may help someone else reading it, because we're all in it together.
That's right. We're all in it together. Have you heard about the stuff going on in Chicago? That's kind of interesting. There's an article there for you. Here's one thing here. 6 ways to save more money quickly. Sell your stuff. If you're not using it and it's worth some money, sell it. Bank the money. Okay. You can do it on Facebook Marketplace or eBay. Whatever. Craigslist is another good one. Collect on cashback rewards for credit cards, other things, cashback rewards. Also, consider a side hustle, a side job. You know, some people even have 2 side jobs to make ends meet. I know somebody that works 7 days a week. Part of that 7 days on the weekend happens to be being a waitress. The rest of the time, she's a supervisor in a factory. Negotiate your regular bills. Try a no-spend challenge. This is all in our comment section, so you can see that. Gen Z feels financially stressed. How to get out of a rut and save more. That's there. It's for 410, and we don't have that much time. I'm going to play it. Let's see what happens.
According to a new survey from Ally, 83% of Americans say financial worries are impacting their mental health, and the impacts are being felt particularly hard by Gen Z. Nearly half say they're stressed about money at least once a week, and only a third feel like they're in control of their finances. Here to break down the survey and how Gen Z can start building a strong financial foundation, we've got Jack Howard, Ally Bank, Head of Money Wellness. Jack, great to have you on with us. So what are some of Gen Z's financial priorities from what we're assessing and hearing?
Yeah, we're finding that their financial priorities, they're not in alignment with what we want to see. There's a lot of impulse spending that's taking place, primarily stemming from social media. We're finding that nearly 50% of Gen Z are spending impulsively, really with the goal of buying things to post on social media, which is leading to not mindful spending, not really aligning with goals and values, and not really creating that experience that we want to have with money. So there's definitely an opportunity.
Nearly half of Gen Z said that they've made those impulse purchases based on social media, as you were mentioning, looking at some of the stats here. So what's the best way to kind of catch yourself, address it, and then perhaps kind of course correct or turn the ship around?
Yeah, the opposite of being impulsive is mindfulness. So we want you to just pause. When you see that item on social media, pause for 48 hours, give it some time to reflect. I want you to think about your goals and values. What are the things that you have planned for your life when you think of your finances? We want you to think about the why behind the purchase. Why are you buying it? And more importantly, a year from now, what will that purchase do for you? What is the return on joy? Because at the end of the day, we want money to be used as a tool to create experiences. And if we're spending impulsively, that can't happen.
All right. Return on joy. Forget and move over. Return on investment. Well, maybe it's one of the same. Return on joy. I like that one. How is financial stress negatively impacting Americans' personal relationships and even mental health?
Yeah, so we're finding that when we look at the idea of your emotions, there's a class that we teach called Money Plus You, and we're finding that people are saying they're stressed, they're anxious, and it's creating them to have this place of feeling paralyzed. When you feel stressed, you don't have action. So what we suggest in that class is to reset how you're thinking about money, shift your thoughts to get to better actions to where we're not paralyzed. Then you can actually move to saving. You can move to investing when you have a better relationship with money and your mindset shifts.
How immediately after beginning to get into better saving and money management habits do you see that Gen Z and other generations as well are able to kind of build up their financial confidence?
We found that there's a direct link to saving and your confidence. So we want you to think about automation when you think about your savings, start with just a little bit. You can do $20, $100, start saving. That immediately will impact your confidence with money. But I realized that not everybody has that confidence and that muscle memory to save, which is why we created Money Roots. We want to also understand that some people have behaviors, they have past memories with money, messages that they may have about money that stop them from actually implementing those skills, which is why in some of our classes, we help people to address that so that they can get to a place of actually having a savings account.
We understand that only a third of Gen Z may be able to handle an unexpected $1,000 expense. How can they start building their savings and the emergency fund just in case it needs to be tapped?
Yeah, again, that automation, we have to make saving a priority. It really increases your confidence with money. And once we get past that automation, really looking at the why behind your savings, setting those long-term goals, looking at the future, understanding those values. So when you are faced with those decisions of should I spend or should I save, you are grounded in those values and it helps you to make the right decision.
Jack, great to catch some time with you here. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Yeah. And that's going to be posted on our website, you know, moneyandchange/financiallyprepped. Here's another one, three ways that you can get your kids saving. Open a savings account, custodial accounts. This is an interesting one. You might want to take a good look at that one because you can be setting those up at most banks with an investment broker and they can help you save some money, especially for college. Roth IRAs, you can set those up. A lot more things you can take a look at on our moneyandchange/financiallyprepped page. A lot of things to consider there. And with that, guys, we're basically out of time. Wow, time flies, doesn't it? Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your medications. You know, those blue tarps come in handy. Make sure you have batteries for your radios. Make sure you have candles in case the power goes out. A lot of things to consider, and you need to prepare by sensibly preparing. Remember the five P's. I'll post those one of these days. You'll get a kick out of it. Well, with that, guys, that's all I've got for this week with Money and Change. Check us out on Gee Whiz. Check us out on Wednesday with My World. And we'll have some fun. We'll talk about some stuff then and there. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a good week. Save your money. Live beneath your means. And we'll talk to you Wednesday on My World. And then again, next Sunday on Money and Change. Have a good week. See ya. Oh, well, by the way, Happy Mother's Day, moms. See ya.